Hachette Audio presents Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris. Read by Deanna Hurst. You don't know what's in my heart. We were fractious and overpaid. Our mornings lacked promise. At least those of us who smoked had something to look forward to at 10:15. Most of us liked most everyone. A few of us hated specific individuals. One or two people loved everyone and everything. Those who loved everyone were unanimously reviled. We loved free bagels in the morning. They happened all too infrequently. Our benefits were astonishing in comprehensiveness and quality of care. Sometimes we questioned whether they were worth it. We thought moving to India might be better, or going back to nursing school. Doing something with the handicapped or working with our hands. No one ever acted on these impulses, despite their daily, sometimes hourly, contractions. Instead, we met in conference rooms to discuss the issues of the day. Ordinarily, jobs came in and we completed them in a timely and professional manner. Sometimes fuck-ups did occur. Printing errors, transposed numbers. Our business was advertising and details were important. If the third number after the second hyphen in a client's toll-free number was a 6 instead of an 8, and if it went to print like that and showed up in Time magazine, no one reading the ad could call now and order today. No matter, they could go to the website, we still had to eat the price of the ad. Is this boring you yet? It bored us every day. Our boredom was ongoing, a collective boredom, and it would never die because we would never die.